is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? 404-382-0338 is the number to the show. You can also email me at doug@thedougstewartshow.com. So y'all heard it, man. Tim Tebow is about to sign a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. And let me just say this, man. Congratulations to Tim Tebow. Congratulations to Tim Tebow. And this morning, I sent out a tweet, and in effect, the tweet was saying you don't get many chances, second chances to make a first impression. And what's this going to be, Tim Tebow's fourth chance? Guy hadn't played football in the NFL for 2 years, and he's getting a second opportunity. You know my thoughts about Tim Tebow over the years. I never saw it, not one day. Fantastic quarterback in college. Never thought for 1 minute that his skill set and what he did in college would transfer to the NFL. Never thought it for 1 minute. Never thought it for 1 minute. And everybody, when he had the little run in Denver where he came in and miraculously, God helped him, I think, miraculously won some games in the last minute and did some tremendous things. Actually had a big playoff, went into playoffs against Pittsburgh, the little slant pattern to our boy Demaryius Thomas, a.k.a. Bebe, scoring the touchdown in overtime. Yes, yes, that was fantastic. But I never once thought that what he did and his skill set once again would translate to the NFL. And it actually came to surface, and he sucked. Tim Tebow sucked. He sucked.
The Doug Stewart Show.
People feel some type of way about Tim Tebow. And I guess you could put me in that category as well. I feel like the guy has just gotten opportunity after opportunity. A lot of players with a skill set just as good or better than his haven't got opportunity after opportunity. And so that makes me feel some type of way. Can't hit the backside of a barn, you know. Clear. That's clear. Tim Tebow can't play. He can't play, man. He can't play. And that was my common theme in my sentence that I just kept throwing out there for many years on First Take and on the Two Live Stews. And you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. Is the guy can't play. What am I missing? You know, what part of this equation am I missing? He can't play. He can't.
The Doug Stewart Show.
But I will say this, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. If there's a team, if there's a coach and a team out there that's perfect for Tim Tebow and his skill set in the NFL, then it is Chip Kelly. It is. I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, it's perfect for what Chip Kelly does. He is probably the perfect quarterback for a spread offense, for a quarterback, for a system, and what they do and what they've done traditionally with the Oregon Ducks over the last couple of years and these first couple of years with the Philadelphia Eagles. And where Chip Kelly is concerned. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. Now, he can't throw worth a lick. He can't hit the backside of a barn. So there is that issue that they're going to have to contend with. All right? But if you're talking about a guy that fits a system, and remember, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, I'm a dude that really believes that the running type quarterback, the spread type quarterback that we see very prevalently right now in college football, I think that it can work, but the problem is it's a square peg going into a round hole as far as where the NFL is concerned, okay? And the NFL has a lot of guys that have been around for 30, 40 years, a lot of retread coaches, a lot of relationships between one coach and the other, and the mindset is more so of a traditional pro-style system under the center. I mean, you know, Marcus Mariota's going to come in the NFL, and Tim Tebow came into the NFL never taking snaps from center. So, once again, for the record, let me make sure that you understand. I believe that that can work, but you have to change your mindset as a coaching staff. You have to have a mindset and believe that those type of plays and that type of offense is going to work in the NFL. 30 out of 32 of the teams in the NFL don't believe that. So it's already a problem. You're already starting out behind the eight ball. But the one guy that does believe in that type of system and does believe that that can work in the NFL and really, truly has had some success in his first couple of years in the NFL is Chip Kelly. It is. It is. And here's the funny thing about Tim Tebow, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. Football people, to a man, says Tim Tebow can't play. Even the insiders, even the experts, but he continues to get this opportunity and a chance at the NFL. Most football people, even the people that are questionable in their opinions, Jerron Jaworski's and all those type of guys, even they say they don't understand why Tim Tebow is still a topic of conversation, but it continues to happen, and I thought we were done with it, but evidently not. Evidently not. Yeah. So it's just a strange, strange conversation when you're talking about Tim Tebow. It's very strange. Like, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen guys with his non-ability and that have been out of football for 2 years, in effect, get another opportunity. You just don't see it. So it must be something about God. It must be God. In the famous words of Tree, it's God. Gotta be. Gotta be something out of the ordinary. Yeah. All right, we get back from the break, man. I'm going to read more of your chat. Don't go away. This is the Doug Stewart Show.
The Doug Stewart Show.